I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Tensions between Palestinians in the Gaza Strip and Israelis heat up and cool down. Last week, they cooled down. Militants in Gaza said they'd stop firing rockets at Israel. But Israel's military says four rockets were fired at the country today. And Palestinian sources said today that an Israeli tank shell killed a Palestinian militant near the border. None of this is surprising to the people of Nativ Ashara, an Israeli community that sits right on the border with Gaza. What might be surprising is that the community is thriving. The World's Matthew Bell pays a visit.
The 800 or so residents of Nativ Ashara live just outside of northern Gaza. From one vantage point, Palestinian houses are within plain sight. Back in the 1990s, Israelis could go visit Gaza to shop or eat or walk on the beach. But those days are over. Now the two sides are divided by a network of high-tech border fences, concrete walls, and guard towers. For a first-time visitor, they're a reminder of the constant state of hostility that's been a fact of life here for years. Shmulik Rosenbaum shows me around the neighborhood. We stop by a kindergarten. There's a steel barrier on the roof to protect the building from rockets and mortars. Rosenbaum says the walls are made of reinforced concrete. There's also a bomb-proof safe room for the kids to run into when the alarm goes off. Rosenbaum says lately that's been happening only sporadically.
In some cases it's every day. In some cases it's nothing happened in 1 month. It's not often.
But Rosenbaum says the security situation here is serious. Last year, a farm worker was killed by a Qassam rocket launched from Gaza. 5 years ago, another rocket killed a young woman who was engaged to Panina Rogolsky's son.
On that time, there was no alarm. No one can know. And she was going from the car to the house. And my son, he was in the house, and there was another rocket a few minutes before. And he asked her, "Did you hear the rockets?" And she said, "No, I didn't hear anything." And she was going towards the house, and then the rockets killed her on the spot.
Rogolsky says she never even thought about leaving here. She's been part of this community since it was founded in the Sinai in 1973, when Israel gave the peninsula back to Egypt and evacuated the settlements there in 1982. The residents of Nativ Ashara moved here next to Gaza. Rogolsky says it's always been a tight-knit group.
The most important for anyone who comes to Nativ Ashara is to be a part of a community that has values and has a responsibility to one another, and to be a part of this, that's what makes you overcome the anxiousness and the fear and stay in Nativ Ashara.
Rogolsky says it's why there are no vacant homes here, and it's why the community is expanding and not having any trouble finding new residents.
When we started to look for some place to live around here, it was very hard to find.
Guy Rappaport lives here with his wife and two daughters. They came to escape city life. They wanted fresh air, less traffic, more country-style living. Rappaport says they found all of that here. His house is about 100 yards from a towering concrete wall built to stop Palestinian sniper fire. From his living room, Rappaport says he sees rockets flying out of Gaza and into Israel, and occasionally Israeli helicopters hover near his yard and return fire.
How do you say it? Background voices.
Background noise.
Yeah, background noise, exactly. If you react calm and if you try to give the message to your children that everything is okay and they can live their life relatively quietly, it's okay. You can live with it.
A few minutes later, there's an example of some background noise. Gunshots from Israel's high-tech weapons system. It can fire automatically whenever movement is detected. Yossi Schneor runs security at Nativ Ashara. He says he's got a lot of confidence in the Israeli military's capability, but he doubts that Palestinian terrorists will quit trying to launch attacks.
When I was a child, my father was officer in the army. He told me, when you grow, you didn't need to be in the army because it was peace. Now, I cannot say that to my children, because I know it never be.
Another resident was more optimistic. He told me he still hopes the peace process gets back on track so the people of southern Israel might have real peace and security one day. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell.